All right, ladies and gentlemen around the Delaware Valley, welcome to a Spark in the Dream special from Temple University. We've got an awesome show, a lot of great guests. This is going to be a roundtable supreme. Denise Magasich, how are you?
Good morning, Joe.
So having said that, we are at the DECA event, okay? And this particular event is the 2024 annual DECA District 10 competition.
That's right. It's a leadership and development conference. And basically students, we have about 500 students from all over Philadelphia and surrounding areas, and they're here to compete in the areas of hospitality and tourism, marketing, finance, business administration. And they are here. This is the, if you're a sports guy, Joe, so, right? So if you think about brackets, this is they're the biggest bracket.
And it's a competition where the students, you know, what is their competition? What is it like?
So it's a role play competition. What the students are doing today is a role play competition. They're given a specific scenario with a problem to solve, and they have 10 minutes to solve the problem, read the scenario, solve the problem. They have performance indicators, and then they have 10 minutes with their judge. And we have students from Dobbins, George Washington High School, Lincoln High School, Kensington High School, Massbaum High School, Northeast High School. We have Central High School. But boy, we are just chock loaded with students here.
Well, fantastic. I had the pleasure of being a judge, and it was a really cool experience. Let's bring in a couple of our other guests on the program. Chelsea Vinas, how are you?
I'm great, and how are you?
I cannot complain. It's great to be here. And Val Garcia, how are you?
I'm amazing. How are you?
I am excellent. And first of all, talk about your roles, Chelsea, here at this particular event.
So there's two parts to my position. So in the smaller area, for my chapter, which is my school, I am actually the president of our chapter. So I help guide just my chapter, but as well as I'm a state officer. So I'm the District 10 representative. So my job is basically to guide the whole district, hold the district's competition.
And you're talking about with DECA, right?
Yes, with DECA. And so, yeah, we're part of the whole state officer team. And the state officer team guides the whole organization of the state of Pennsylvania.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Val, your role here at the event? Because yep. I know you're not from the Philadelphia area. You're actually from Lehigh, correct?
I'm from Lehigh CTI.
Awesome.
So my role is basically the same as Chelsea. I'm the District 7 representative, but in my chapter, I'm also Vice President of Special Projects. So in that area, I mainly focus on the bulletin boards in the classroom or any of our fundraising events, all of that.
So let's cover what DECA is.
Yeah, I was going to just say, so it's a student organization, and basically what it does is it extends. It is a club, but it also extends. It's co-curricular, so a lot of what the students do, what they're learning in classroom, and basically it extends it to a club, right? And it helps the students with their academics. It helps them with 21st century skills. You know, they're presenting, they're speaking, they're
so
listening.
So it's a career-oriented.
Very career-oriented. So students who are interested in a specific career, you know, if you're interested in hospitality, there's a section for you. If they're finance, there's a section for you. So
now, Denise, obviously, you're no stranger to the broadcast. We've done a lot together. But the CTE, this is the in a sense, this is the business pathways, career oriented, you know, area.
Right. So we call each club for CTE, Career and Technical Education. This is our CTSO, so it's a student-based organization, so a career and technical student-based organization. This is ours. The healthcare has HOSA, which is health occupation. Then Skills USA is for people in the skills, in the trades, like the welding and carpentry.
Yeah, sure.
And so they participate in Skills USA. So right now it's the big, you know, it's the big CTSO month where everybody is competing for a chance to get to the next part.
So having said that, Chelsea, what is your career area in DECA and CTE?
As in like what I would like
your
to
specialty, push. Yeah.
Oh. So, like, usually what I compete in.
Yeah.
So, my first time actually joining, let's say, DECA, right? So, I actually competed in entrepreneurship because I wasn't sure which field specifically I wanted to be. But entrepreneurship is a blend of everything. And then the recent year, last year, I decided to go into finance because I got an interest in it. And so I've been continuing finance, and I've just been learning more terminology and competing in it.
And is there a competition for the area of finance here?
Yeah, accounting and finance, yeah. So that's another one of the areas. So it's hospitality, finance, business administration, and marketing.
And Chelsea, you're a senior, right?
Yes.
Okay, do you plan to take these? The great thing about DECA and CTE is the quality is everything that you're learning, but also you might want to take that into your, you know, into college. Do you have a major planned?
Yeah, so for some of the colleges, I was either or in between both marketing or finance.
Yeah.
But as I'm continuing into the year, I've decided that I'm going to go into finance.
Awesome. Yes. Fantastic. Val, your field in CTE and DECA.
Yep. So I'm actually the opposite of Chelsea. My first year I did finance, but I found out it wasn't for me. So my second year I ended up doing hospitality team decision making, which I found it was an amazing area.
How
for
about
me.
That?
Yes.
Yeah. And is that going to carry over into your college education? Do you know where you want to go there?
I'm not 100% sure.
Not the school,
yet.
But I'm talking about your major.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So you're going to take hospitality?
Yes.
What do you like about it?
I love all the customer service that comes with it, all the personal engagement that comes into it.
Okay, so I was in a hospitality business. This is going to, you know.
Here we go.
I owned a hip-hop club in the city of Philadelphia, right? That's not a joke. It happened. But I will tell you this. The interesting thing about it is, finance, marketing, all those things. So as you become a leader in the hospitality, and that goes for restaurants, hotels, all those things, it kind of all comes together. All this, what skills are you learning? Soft skills. Denise, you said 21st century skills.
Sure.
Communicating
clearly.
Communicating, I mean. Leadership, collaboration.
Teamwork especially.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, those are, by the way, absolutely fantastic.
And Joe, when we talk to our professionals that are usually on, these are all the areas that our professionals are saying they're looking for employees with, who are able to work in a team, who are able to communicate clearly, who are punctual. They look for these type of employees to fill their open jobs.
Oh, no question about it. And one of the things we do at our Spark in the Dream program is internships. Do you just plan on, taking some internships once you get to the next level?
Most definitely.
Absolutely. So currently right now I'm applying for an internship with an elementary school.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Now do we have plans on what schools we're looking at for next year?
So, yeah, I've applied to Daytona State in Florida, and I've gotten accepted.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. That's fantastic.
These kids are going places.
They are.
I'm telling you.
I'm going to stay in the state, but I'm deciding between four colleges.
Okay.
So, Widener University.
Nice.
Drexel University, and then Temple University and Penn State.
Okay, well, those are four fantastic choices. And have you made your decision, Val? Are you definitely going to?
I'm definitely going.
Oh, awesome. She's going to the Sunshine State.
I know where we're going to go visit.
Absolutely. I might take my master's there. Anyway, listen, first of all, I want to thank you for being a part of the program. Favorite part about this particular event and DECA, what do you like best about it?
Oh, I love meeting everybody here. I'm such a people person, so I love talking to everybody, just seeing how everybody's doing, how they're feeling. And then we get to adventure to new places, so like Florida. This year we're going to California.
Wow. So that's the end game, is Anaheim, California. So everybody here wants to get, so they go from here, then they go to Hershey, then they're going to where, Val?
Anaheim, California.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Well, we'll be doing the broadcast there, right?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. I love it. So we're going to take a quick break. We want to thank Val Garcia and Chelsea Vinas for being on a guest and for doing a great job here at the event. And of course, Denise Magasic, who, by the way, is running around here like it's, you know, you don't stay in one place for too long, but you're doing a great job organizing the event.
I appreciate you, Joe.
We'll be right back. We'll have more from our Spark and a Dream special on WWDB Talk 860 in just a minute.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to our Spark of the Dream special here from Temple University. It's the DECA competition. We've got some great students, future leaders of our communities and our business communities. I'm ecstatic to bring into the program Unilu. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you.
And of course, Nilufar.
Hi, how are you?
Your last name?
Tohirova.
Boom. You got it, by the way. And, of course, Isabella Gutierrez, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Which one of you is going to sing the national anthem?
Not me.
We're just kidding. First of all, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you for having us.
It's our pleasure. Unit, tell me what your specialty is and what got you into DECA in the first place.
Yeah, so this is my second year in DECA. So I've been competing in business administration and management. So that's the field that I'm trying to pursue too in college since I'm a senior right now. And I think the main reason why I decided to join DECA was really the fact that there were so many opportunities to explore in the business field since I am trying to go into that.
And what school, high school, do you go to?
Central High School.
Central High School. Awesome. Isabella, what got you into DECA, and what school do you go to?
So I'm currently a senior in Abraham Lincoln High School, and what got me into DECA was actually Miss Mags.
She
showed up one day to my business administration class and with an old officer, and they were talking about how great DECA is. And I was thinking about it, and she mentioned snacks. So I was like, oh,
snacks?
I'm interested. I was hungry at the time. So I went, and I realized DECA is much bigger than just the snacks I went in for. And I really like it now. I'm really happy to be where I am right now with DECA.
And Tilufar, if you would, are you smiling? Nilufar. I'm
yes.
So sorry. your specialty in DECA.
So I am. This is my second year, just like her. And I'm doing sports entertainment marketing.
How about that?
And team decision. I have a partner. And I joined last year, actually. Our chapter advisor would come with the president, and they would talk about DECA. And I would see a lot of social media posts about, like, kids going to, like, Hershey, wearing professional outfits. And I would be like, oh, that's such a cool, like, experience. And I was also interested in business major, so I was like, maybe I should try it out. And I tried out last year, and I really loved it. We got first place in Temple, and then we went to Hershey, and it was just really good experience meeting people, networking.
We all, obviously it's a big world, but we live in the Philadelphia region. How many people out there? I mean, this is a great competitive, every bit, if not, one of the things I love about, you know, you watch TV, ever see that commercial that says, it shows all these college people and they're all playing sports. And it says 99.9% of these students are going to go pro in something other than the sport that they're playing. Okay. How many people don't know about DECA? And I'm talking about, citizens of the city of Philadelphia, adults, and the competition. Because what I love about this is you can go pro in what you're doing. Don't get me wrong. I coached football and I love sports and all that stuff. But you listen to the commercial, that's right. How many people are surprised when they hear about this and that there's even a DECA competition?
So not a lot of people actually know about DECA, especially in our school. So last year our chapter was about like 45, 50 people. And this year we're about 100 students.
Awesome.
Which is a big accomplishment. We're one of the biggest chapters.
Is there camaraderie within it? You know, like it's a team, man. It's
yeah, for sure. I'm the president this year, and we had really fun sharing our experience in DECA. And we went, like, presented our presented slides to 10th graders, 9th graders went around talking about DECA. And one of the key things was social media. So we were really active on social media, posting a lot of pictures.
So words getting out there?
Yeah, so especially in this generation, I learned in DECA was social media is really powerful. So we used that this year to get more students, recruit people. And now we have about 100 students. And now everybody almost in our school knows what DECA is.
Really?
They've seen us wear blazer, come to school. So they're like, oh, that's really interesting.
That's awesome. Fantastic. Isabella, how about a lot of the young people at your school?
So at my school, they know about us, but they don't know about us.
Right.
They have heard of us.
How many students you have in the DECA?
I'm not entirely sure of the numbers, but we've definitely grown since last year. We have, I would say, a little around 25, 30. It feels like a family. They really don't know us in the school, like, personally. They don't know how we are together as a... We're almost like a family. We're very close with each other, and every new member, we try to make them feel like they're part of this family.
What grade can you be in to start to become a part of it?
Any grade.
Really?
Yes.
No kidding.
So in our school, yeah, any grade.
You know, it is incredibly refreshing. To have competitions in a situation where you can actually, like, what I love about... So in sports, you get more intangibles. Okay, so if you're 6'5", whatever, and you're meant to be a pro athlete, you may become a pro athlete, whatever. But most of the kids are regular size. They're learning skills and all that. They may not use on the next level, but they'll use them in other areas. What we're doing right here, okay, is something that, like I said before, you're going to use these skills. You're going to talk about in your school and what you like most about DECA and what it's going to prepare you for at the next level.
Also, for me personally, what I really loved about DECA was the part where I was able to compete in a specific event in the sector I wanted. So I did management and business administration. So I love that. And obviously the end game, you know, I really want to go to California. That's something that motivates me and awesome. What I use to motivate my members too. We really do want to go out there and experience things outside of Philadelphia. Because sometimes when you're so stuck in the same place, you don't really have the chance to grow. And honestly, like the first time I went with Lincoln High School to the internationals, it was really opened my eyes to what DECA is, how large it is, how many countries participate.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was really what I loved about DECA.
And the competitions, let's talk about it. Okay, here we are at this DECA competition. Is it, what's the preparation like? We'll go back around the horn that way.
So I know our chapter is fairly new. We're still figuring out the best way, but really we try every single week to make sure that the new members, since we have so many first years, get comfortable with public speaking. Because if you're in the business field, speaking is so important in any other field too. So we really do try to emphasize on their role plays, like in their specific event. And we try to make it like a partner.
Yeah.
And we have like small little groups. Like if you're in the management section, then the cabinet member in that section would be your mentor, your group advisor, because they have experience in there. And then at the same time, you guys would be doing the role plays back and forth, and there would be one person judging. So they give you feedback, and you guys do it together. So at the same time, you're improving your skills as a public speaker,
right,
prepping for the competitions, and also getting to know the person in the room.
Isabella, your favorite part about the competition, and talk about how your team, you know, kind of prepares and gets motivated to win.
So my favorite part about the competitions is networking. When you're done with the stress of competing. Like, I love having the competition. Like, it's making me think, it's problem solving. But also networking with others, meeting new people. Like, last year.
By the way, you're jumping on something there. I'll tell you right now. I mean, you know, we all live in a digital world. But don't take networking out of the equation, because that is such a big part. Eventually you got to meet somebody and get through those doors and creating relationships and all that. Keep going.
So last year, for our last ICDC trip, I went with Yuna. We went together. And that was our first time meeting. So it was like brand new. And we were just like going at it, like meeting people from different states, different countries. We were pin trading a lot. And we were just like out there, putting ourselves out there to meet new people, connect. And I actually made some friends in Arkansas, and I still talk to them sometimes. They're really nice. Like, you meet people and you don't know, if you didn't take this chance, this opportunity, you would have met these people you would have missed out on.
By the way, as you go out into the world, and a lot of what our radio is about, what we do is we bring professionals, put them on the radio and students, so we can create relationships and network. Tell me your thoughts on what skills you're learning, okay, that you can, you know, network with and take with you along with the education stuff. Talk about the personal and soft skills that you've learned, and kind of what you can share with the younger students.
Yeah, so just like Isabella said, networking and meeting people, making connections. Last year in Hershey, I met a couple of college professors. They talked about their colleges and different things. And now that we're seniors, we know about those colleges. And networking is really important, especially like meeting new people. And at some point, they have something that they could give it to you. So basically, maybe they know somebody that you need, to talk to. Maybe some kind of experience. So it's really helpful. But also, I like the professionalism. It's like, we're not used to wearing blazers and suits. We're used to just wearing sweatpants, jeans.
Right. But I'll tell you what, it's interesting. You know, I'm not a big suit guy. You know, I'm going to put one on tonight to go to a Christmas party for one of my clients. Okay. But it is interesting. Do you find it a little uncomfortable, it's out of your comfort zone a little bit to kind of have to get dressed up? Let me say something. Growing is about getting out of your comfort zone. Okay. If you always stay in your comfort zone, you'll never be able to, like right now, I mean, I'm doing a show with, you know, a number of young people who are very impressive. But there's a packed room of names that I'm trying to go through, and it's new. But you know, the next time I get on the radio and there's a room packed full of people that, you know, I could just chill and say I did it. But it's a great point. Ladies, we're gonna go to a quick break, but I want to thank you for joining the pro. By the way, any shout outs? I'll go around the horn since we got it could be your family or a friend or a member or a teacher in DECA.
Yeah, I would like to shout out our advisor for Central High School, Mr. Groh. It's really important that we have support from adults, right? We can't be here today without our advisors. And I also wanted to shout out like all my members out there who are doing their role plays, feeling nervous. And of course, I also like to thank Abraham Lincoln High School. They really did impact me when I went with them to international.
Fantastic. Isabel?
So I was going to say almost the same thing. My advisor, Ms. Owersani, Ms. O, I probably butchered her name, but... Miss O, yeah, like Yuna said, you know, without the adults to guide us and like be there for us, then we wouldn't know what to do. We'd be lost. But you know, there's also that support. We know that she's there to support us, even if sometimes she like tells us you can do it on your own. So she knows that if we really need help, we will go up to her and she will give us the help. But she knows when we can do it on our own, and that we just need to push ourselves a little further. Also, I want to shout out my members. I am so proud of them, all of them. I tell them every time, participating is what matters the most. Even if you want to win, just participating makes you a winner. Because a lot of people don't do it, and because they're scared because of this. You're here already, and you've done it, and you're doing it for the first time maybe, and that makes you great already.
Awesome.
And
I'm saying, keep going. No, what are you saying?
I also wanted to shout out Central High School, because last year we made a really great connection. I'm so happy to see them again.
Well, yeah, words very well said. And Nubafar.
I want to first shout out my family. They've been very supportive with me in DECA, especially like last year and this year. My mom, my dad, my brothers, they've been really supportive and just keeps me going. They give me the motivation to keep me going and try my best. And I want to shout out our DECA advisors and our DECA chapter. We grew a lot from last year, and I'm really happy that they're just starting and then getting to know people now, especially our new members, meeting new people, networking, and getting out there in the world.
Fantastic. We're going to have more from our Spark in a Dream special in just a minute.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community, and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve. Go to afreserve.com for more information.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to our Spark and Dream special here at the DECA event at Temple University. I'm ecstatic to bring Nancy Walsh into the program. And we also have Nubafar staying with us for this part of the broadcast. And we're going to introduce you, Daniela Obasi. Daniela, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fantastic. Nancy?
Hi. Doing great.
And of course, Nubafar sticking around. We appreciate that. I'm going to ask Nancy. You've been a judge here at the DECA event, and I had the opportunity as well. Talk about your impressions.
Inspired, awed, fired up. As you know, I work with leaders at all levels, CEOs down to high school students, and seeing what I got to see today with these young people. I don't know about you, Joe, but in high school, were you preparing to, you know, customer service and...
Well, it's we talk about, and but first of all, if you would, introduce your company. Sure. And what you do.
So I am the owner of TBD Now. And what I do is develop leaders, develop ideas, develop programs. I work with a lot of nonprofits. I do executive coaching for individuals. Basically, I like to bring out whatever idea or potential an individual, company, or organization has.
And leadership training is a big part of that.
It's a huge part of it.
So, and as we sit here, okay, and we meet the leaders of tomorrow, these stories and these individuals that we have the opportunity to do radio broadcasts with and meet at the event, these are not the stories, unfortunately, that we hear every day. And it's our job. That's why we're here, to make sure that we showcase everybody. But it's a breath of fresh air, right?
It's amazing. I was speaking to a couple fellow judges, and we were saying just that. Why are these stories not on the news? Oh, why are we not hearing what
the superstars of America? Well, I just said, and I said to our last panel of women that were on the program, you know, when we open up the broadcast, and I mean it like I mean it, you know, my favorite commercial was that commercial where they show all the college athletes playing sports and saying, hey, 99.9% of these kids are going to be going pro in something other than the sport. This is a competition here, and these are the DECA, programs are programs that you can get into and actually I have a 100% chance of actually pursuing that career and being successful. Let me bring into the program Daniela. Daniela, talk about what your major is, what your specialty is in the DECA program.
So my freshman year, I did do the principles of business, but this year I went into that. The first year was individual, but the second year I'm doing it now. I did a team decision one, which was business law and ethics. Okay. Which was a little bit like similar to the one I did freshman year, but it's a little bit more like in depth. I had to get into like the principles of the business, how is it ethical or unethical, and I have to prove how it's ethical or unethical, so wow. I can't just say the choice and go my way.
It's ethical, just deal with it. No.
Yeah.
but you're doing it in a team concept, right?
Yeah.
Noah Farr, talk about that in the field that you're choosing, is there a team concept, in DECA that helps, not many people have a business, or an occupation where it's just them. I think it's only me.
And me.
and you. But the truth is, teamwork's a big part of it, and especially at the DECA competition.
Yeah, so my specialty is marketing. And I want to major in marketing. And so it's really helpful, especially when the judges give us feedbacks and tell us what we should do and what we did good so we could continue doing what we did.
And your field is sports and entertainment, right?
Marketing, yep.
And that's where you want to pursue?
Yeah, so I was going to major in business management. I don't want to really do a marketing degree because I feel like business management usually teaches
it encompasses
everything in the
market. Right.
Yeah, so everything is included in that. So yeah, I'm deciding to do business management.
Let's talk about the ability to collaborate in a sense, mm-hmm. okay? And, it's such an important part of any business, okay? You're eventually, if you open your own business, marketing, business, finance, all those things are innately going to be a part of what you do on a daily basis. How important is it, Nancy, when you're dealing with leaders and leadership educate and promote the concept of working well with others, being a leader, and do the best leaders work well in a team concept?
If you are leading and you're not with anyone, you're not leading.
Right.
It's inherent in the concept. And what I spend my days preaching about is the idea of embracing what your particular gifts are. If you are wonderful at marketing and bringing people together, focus on that and maybe get yourself someone who is fabulous at numbers and data and let them shine at that. It's not only practical and efficient, it's fun. It's how you do things. Focus on what you're best at. One thing that I noticed here today, because I judged a problem on customer service. And so maybe one person had a quieter personality. One person had a real outgoing personality. Don't try to be the other person.
Right.
Lean into that. That quiet individual made me feel comfortable. That buoyant personality made me feel excited. Both of those were valuable.
You know, it's interesting, and I'll say this. When you have a business, no matter whatever type of business, soft skills are incredibly important. And now, by the way, that person answering that phone customer service, there may be the face of your place. You may own your own company. And if that person who's answering that phone is problematic, let's just say they have attitude, but except when you're around, because you're the boss, okay, that could destroy a business. Let's talk about them soft skills. Daniela, when we talk about soft skills, those are your communication, eye contact, projecting when you're speaking and all those things. And how important, are they, and have you learned a lot about them?
They're very important, especially when you're coming towards the competitions. I've learned a lot from those soft speaking skills. I've seen them actually demonstrated when I speak to people. I'll be like, I picked that up from DECA. Because usually I just stand there awkward and be like, okay. But now I actually implement with the person. I talk to the person. I look them in the eye and I keep my hands loose and then they're also in my conversation. So I like the soft spoken skills I've gained.
And they're unbelievably important. important. I mean, like it could be the difference between you getting in the door and not getting in the door. Nubufar, talk about your exposure to the importance of soft skills and having that dialogue and being professional and at the same time cordial, because that personality is important. You can be the smartest person at the University of Pennsylvania, but if you don't have the soft skills to, you know, maintain relationships, talk about, how important they are to you.
Yeah, for sure. It's very important, especially in this real world. Like joining DECA, I learned how important shaking hands is and eye contact while shaking hands and asking how their day was when starting up. It's things that are small but are big, actually, in the professional world.
You know, it's funny. One of the things that I've told the story, I even wrote about it. We have a Wawa up in our neighborhood, right? And what I love about it is it gets so busy that everybody's holding the door for one another, okay? And just little acts of kindness and consideration can be the difference. By the way, a work environment, the soft skills go hand in hand, with a team environment. It's what makes, it impacts it heavy, Nancy.
It sure does. One of the, Simon Sinek is a leadership guru, and one of the things that he talks about so often is the idea that people aren't interested in what you do until they understand why you do it. And that is what's going to pull people in. And that kind of goes with that soft skills. It goes with creating a work environment. I could, if you work for me, you know that I'm a little crazy. I'm all over the place. But what you'll also know is how much I care about making sure that I connect with each person I meet. That's what brings people in. I can learn the business skills. I can.
Well, what I always say, if after I do a radio show, if I have two lawyers on a show and they want to network and create a relationship, go to lunch afterwards. Create a personal relationship, okay, along with the business and all those things. And, it's that adds so much value to what's going on. Let's do this. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to have more from our Spark in the Dream special here at Temple University at the DECA competition in just a minute.
Joe Buck and John Smoltz welcoming you back to the City Center Convenience Mart. Well, John, the stage is set for the final transaction.
That's right, Joe. Heather's moment has arrived, and you just hope all that training pays off.
Heather lays down her purchase, but Randy rings it up as slowly as he can.
He is a wily veteran.
It gives Heather's eyes the chance to wander.
Uh-oh.
Yep, she's looking at the cigarettes.
There's nothing good back there. Quit now, and in 5 years, your odds of getting certain cancers drop 50%.
Meanwhile, Randy's stone-faced. He's giving nothing away. He just stands there, wetting his cashier's finger on that sponge.
Heather toes the rubber.
Here we go. Heather's arm is in motion. But instead of pointing at the back wall, she just grabs the gum off the counter.
That's a slick move.
Heather, back, back, back. She is out of there. Even Randy tips his cap to Heather. Stand Up to Cancer and Rally wants you to reduce your risk for cancer.
Go to takeahealthystand.org.
Welcome back to our Spark of the Dream special, ladies and gentlemen. It's our DECA competition here at Temple University, 2024 annual DECA District 10 competition. Certainly, it's been an awesome day. Welcome back, Denise Magasich, on the broadcast. Denise, just an amazing day. You were not exaggerating when you said we'd have a great time. Just such an impressive. These students are our future, and Nancy Walsh. Your experience that you said today has been second to none. And as somebody who's, literally it's your business to develop leaders, mm-hmm. This gives us hope, doesn't it?
I feel as a business leader and as a mom, I feel really good about our future.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have Daniela Obasi, who's still on the broadcast. Daniela, one of the things that we talk about on the Spark in the Dream program started last year, and we have a lot of students like yourself have been on our broadcast, right? You don't see this stuff much on the news, do you?
Not a lot.
What don't our adults know across the city of Philadelphia and really across the land about the great programs and the great young people we have and the aspiring people in the DECA program that are our future leaders that they should know?
Well, my best example of this is probably my parents, because I usually show my outfit before I go, let them know like this is what I'm wearing, and they're like, "What's DECA?" And I was like, "The thing I did last year, the thing I advocate for, that I take to learn the business of the real world better." Because my best example, like my best inspiration, is my dad. He is a business owner. He owns his own pharmacies along with my late aunt and my uncle. So when he heard business, he was like, "Oh, business." And I was like, "Not your business." But
I'll tell you what, though. An heir apparent might be looking him right in the eye. You have a parent who's a business owner. Mm-hmm. What's great about the training and is that, you know, there's nothing like a parent who runs a business, who has a legacy, where they can, you know, and you're training everything that you're learning right now, okay, you're going to maybe go in your own direction, but it'll give you those skills. What do your parents think about it now that they know about it?
Yeah, well, it was a pretty lengthy presentation to give to them about what I was doing, but they were like, "This is similar to like how he runs his business," because especially when it comes to the ethics, he did have to handle situations that involved the ethics. And when I told him like my personal opinion, he was like, "Well, you're young, but you still made sense. It's still like plausible." And I was like, "Thank you."
I mean, Denise, listen, this is literally who you are. Like, this is an example. I mean, your pride is just through the roof. Yeah, I mean, talk about it and the future leaders that we have, and there's a lot of young people. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's got to make you so proud.
Well, it absolutely does. And I mean, I think about two things. I think about leadership. I think about the students who are really stepping up. They're being leaders. They're running for district reps. They all work with each other. They lift each other up. And these are all like such positive things. And again, we're going to go back to the workforce. What do business owners want? What do corporations want? They want employees who can work in a team, who can communicate with each other. You know, great teamwork is, we hear this over and over again. People don't work in isolation anymore. They work in a team and they communicate, and we need these leaders and we need these students. And I'm just like over the moon today, because this is my jam, right? This is my jam to watch these students just excel. And I love, because something they'll learn something in the classroom, and then they're able to apply it to the role play scenario. And when we talk about ethics, I mean, what company doesn't want ethical employees? I've talked to some business owners who said, you know, they've never had such great employees. The DECA students are the best employees, because they come in and they're a little bit more professional, and they have the leadership, and they're ready to roll up their sleeves. I have Walter West is actually one of my students, was from Kensington High School. I graduated in 2015, and he's a judge here today. So many of them come back and they give back to the organization that gave to them. And Walter actually said one time, and don't make me cry, Joe likes when I cry, that DECA was not only life-changing, but it was life-saving. Because we were lived in Kensington, he could have gone in many different directions, but because it was such a community, because it was such a family, and you've probably heard the theme family a little bit from the students, and there's so much engagement, it took him into a place where he really got interested, and he ended up going to Johnson & Wales University. And just, like, it's just, there's so many points of pride. Besides the leadership, besides the communications, making them work ready, there's just so many different areas that, I mean, we could do 15 shows on this.
But it's interesting, because what I love about it, first of all, the competition, the camaraderie. Danielle, you talk about your team and the camaraderie. I mean, it's no different than a sports team, right? I mean, everybody's got each other's back. There's, you know, it's a team atmosphere. Talk about that.
Totally. I know, like, when teams get into the game, they like the rush of the game. I like the rush of the competition, like the jitteriness. I love it. It's like, let's go. Like I like it when it hits me. And since this is my first time on the team, like, I had to, like, learn, like, up front, like, how to uplift my partner. Because usually I thought I would just sit there and be like, "Oh, you're mumbling. I'll take over later." No, my partner, he did stumble a little bit, but I quickly was able to be able to pick him back up.
Wow.
And like reassure him afterwards. I was like, don't worry, you bombed it, but you know, I rebuilt it back, so we're fine.
So I'm gonna take that in a sports analogy. In the greatest sports moment in the history of Philadelphia, okay? Philadelphia Phillies 1980 World Series. Bob Boone, who was our catcher, we had never won a World Series. We had dropped the ball every time. Bob Boone goes in the eighth inning, goes back to catch a ball, and he drops it, and Pete Rose is there to catch the ball, and we win the World Series in the next inning. Well, that is what teamwork is all about right there. What I love about it is this, and Denise and Nancy, we've talked about it, is that it's a guarantee. This isn't high school baseball or football where you got to go to college and do all them, and you may not grow to be 7 foot tall or whatever. You study and you work hard, and you guess what? It's you are going to achieve what you want to achieve, and so you keep doing that, it's got to make you proud, Denise, because these individuals are training for their careers. And by the way, if you don't go in that particular career, everything you learned it'll help you wherever you go. I mean, talk about knowing that these young people are going to be successful and they're training for the actual careers that they're going to, and you're opening up doors, Denise, in fields. I mean, I remember joking around recently about trigonometry, and I saw something on Facebook, and I'm not dissing it, but somebody said, you know, they were talking about their trigonometry teacher, and he was shouting them out, and he goes, I just want you to know that I appreciate you were a good person and all. And I haven't had to use the word trigonometry till right now, and it's like 50 years old. Point is, that the skills that you're learning and that the kids are being exposed to are something they're going to use 100%. I mean, talk about that, Denise.
Absolutely. I mean, all of these skills. I mean, it's supposed to, DECA takes what the students learn in the classroom and brings it out into I call it the RW, the real world, and gives them the experience and lets them know. So let's talk about ethics. They learn about ethics. They learn how to apply ethics. And then they can do a role play about ethics and using what they've learned. And the travel opportunity and the leadership opportunity. I mean, the students who, the bracket, let's go back to sports, right? Our bracket. So we start here at the district level. We go up to the state level in Hershey, Pennsylvania. And those who win at states, they're going to Anaheim, California.
How many fields are there? You know, I mean, roughly in CTE and DECA.
Oh, well, DECA really is hospitality, finance, marketing, business administration, and entrepreneurship. So there are five different pathways. But you know, marketing encompasses human resource management, yeah, law. I mean, business law and ethics. I mean, really, it incorporates many, many, many different specific professions or careers. Marketing is dynamic and encompasses so much. So, I mean, students who are interested in being a business owner, students who even that are in cosmetology and they end up wanting to be, they're in cosmetology, but they want to be a business owner, they can also be in DECA.
I mean, marketing, right? In other words, there's so many different areas. If you would, Nancy, talk about, a lot of these. A lot of young people don't know what they want to do. Even now, by the way, if you know what you want to do, you talk to some people. We have some lawyers on our shows. I'm like, I know I wanted to be a lawyer when I was 7 years old, right? That is so unusual, but what they're being exposed to now can help them, obviously, have exposure in different areas and different options that they can take with them wherever they go.
Absolutely. I spend a lot of time talking to leaders, and one of the most common threads that they like to share with young people is, if you had asked me 20 years ago if I'd be sitting here, I couldn't even imagine what that path would be. But the thread is, and I want to say this to Daniela, and I kind of want to put this out about what I noticed today, the thread is that passion and that desire to, that feeling, that jittery feeling you get when you're here.
Yeah. Right.
Don't lose that. And I really, we've talked so much about how intelligent and bright and goal-oriented and all these amazing things that these kids here are today. But one thing we haven't talked about that I just kind of want to really make sure everybody sees, you're all so happy because you're doing something you love. And that's what you take away, because you're never going to want a leader. You can't lead if you're going through the motions.
Yeah.
And I think what you guys are learning that is, it's almost hard to articulate, is to not go through the motions in life. And I think that has been one of the most amazing things. You know, you see a lot, we talk about what we see on the news, and, you know, they portray young people as, you know, sullen and mad at the world and come walk through this hall. Everybody's happy.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, this is a Philadelphia school district.
Amen.
And a lot of other school districts around the country. Danielle, where do you see yourself in 10 years? Do you know, I don't know if we covered this, but do you absolutely know which career you want to do? What do you want to be?
I want to be a healthcare information manager. Yeah.
Ooh. Wow. How about that?
Where did that come from?
Oh. It stemmed from the fact that I wanted to become a business lawyer at first, but I would like to say I'm a pretty practical person. Like, if my path isn't like ... I'm not doing it. So when I realized my business law wasn't like clear, I was like, let me see where else I can go that is clear. And then I was like, I don't really mind where I work. I just like to be in the business field. So I was like, let me, for once in my life, go through my dad's way. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me see what healthcare is all about. And then I seen that they do information managers that like really work with the patients, but they're also in a business setting. So I was like, that's it. That's what I'm going to do.
And by the way, I mean, you know, healthcare, you know, it's such obviously a major area. Any shout outs before we go?
Shout out to, I don't want to shout out AR, but shout out to AR. Shout out to my, what are they called?
Advisor.
Shout out to my advisor, Mr. Dooley. Shout out to my officers, Anna, Maddie, Natalie. I feel like I'm missing someone. Megan, Joanne, Chris, and a little bit of shout out to my little members. Shout out to my partner, Paul. Yeah, he did okay. But
you were the Pete Rose. How about your parents?
I would shout out to them too. They probably don't even know what I'm shouting them out about.
Well, they may be listening to the radio, so we want to make sure.
I'm not sending that link.
Well, so we want to thank you so much for being on the broadcast.
Thank you.
Nancy, any closing words?
Just, Denise, thank you for what you're doing. I'm a little concerned you're going to put me out of business because you're training all these amazing leaders. We're not going to need to develop them. They're coming out of here
no more
ready to run.
Right?
We just pivot a little, right? We can make them better. I mean, that's one of the things I always talk to the students about. You always want to be growing. You always want to be learning. I mean, it's something that's just so important for us all to learn. And, you know, I learn a little something every single time I sit and talk to the students, and it kind of is what jazzes me up.
Well, you know what's cool? I'm gonna shout out, and I know you, the teachers.
Yes.
Okay. And
our advisors, our teachers.
Because, you know, and whoever envisioned, you know, like our leadership in this area of education and the need to be able to expand and expose the young people to careers, you know, that they may never have imagined in all different areas. So, Denise, close. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm so sorry. I want to, for anybody who's listening to this in that vein, I preach regularly that our basic human need is to be seen. Mm-hmm. Denise sees these kids. Anybody who's out there listening, see someone. Pick one young person and see them. See what makes them special. See what they love. Mentor them. And that's the connecting dot from the work that these amazing teachers are doing, because she needs to pass them off to people who see them and are going to take them to the next step.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And one of the things I say to the students is be selfish. Mm-hmm. It's your turn. Be selfish. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Do it for yourself.
Well, you know what's interesting about that comment and leadership? It's, you know, we all find everybody wants to be accepted in life, okay? But, it's the individuals. Obviously, it's a team concept whenever you're in the middle, no matter what it is, if it's a business or whatever. Don't be ever afraid to ask questions. I would say that. Nobody knows it all. And by the way, when you think you know it all, You know, you clearly don't, and people can tell around you. So always ask questions, and certainly those individuals that can forge their own path and that do not have to follow the crowd are often those who make it the most in life. And Denise, if you would, closing words about the event, you know, about the beautiful students that you have that are our future.
Well, they're absolutely our future. And I want to thank you, and I want to thank all of the judges. We can't do events like this without our judges. And we have professionals from all walks of life here today.
Great.
And we require a lot of judges. So we have over 40 judges from industry here today to work with our young people. So I'm looking forward to the fashion show that's coming up today, and then the award ceremony, and see who makes it to the next level, because, you know, they worked hard. But and DECA, we work hard and we play hard. So let's round it up and have a, you know, finish up the day. But I also want to thank the School District of Philadelphia and our CTE department. I mean, they've just put in countless hours and volunteered to help me out, because I can't run this by myself. But I mean, literally, everybody has stepped up. So all my coworkers have been fantastic. And just like I said, can't wait to see what happens next.
All right. Well, a job well done, Denise Magasich. We want to thank Nancy Walsh from TBD Now for also being on the broadcast. Shout out to Daniela, who is the lone student left. but we really appreciate that, and all the students who appeared on the broadcast. And of course, to all of the students in DECA and CTE and everybody who's competing today, you're all winners. And to the School District of Philadelphia, thanks so much for helping to make this happen and seeing the vision and the great teachers. On behalf of everybody on the panel, I'm Joe Dougherty. Thanks for listening, everybody.